When people are harvesting wheat, they cut it and tie it up into what?
A bundle.
A bundle?
A sheaves.
And they take the sheaves and pile those up. What do you call that?
Take the sheaves and call it what you call it? Stack, a bundle.
And do you know how many sheaves there are?
How many sheaves?
How many sheaves go into a
stack? No, I sure don't. See, because we don't raise wheat and things down here.
If you were talking about, say, how much wheat you grew or anything, you might say we raised 40, what, per acre?
Maybe it's 40 bushel or something like that, an acre.
If you raise oats, what do you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
When we raise oats, and when the oats is ready, we turn the whatever we, the chicken or the cows, or when we had horse, we turned them into them. We used to cut oats, but we never did anything else more to it than cut it and stack it so we could have something for the things to eat. But the most of the time we plant it, and when they get up big enough, you turn the whatever you want in it, because you plant it so they could have something green to eat.
If something's something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
It's a little distant.
And if you're going someplace and you haven't finished your trip, and you stop and visit somebody and they ask you to stay over and you say, no, I can't stay, because I've got a what before dark?
I got to make the journey before dark. I got to make the trip before dark. I got to get back home before dark.
And if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
If you're going someplace in a car with, say, your neighbor, and you pass another friend that's going the same place walking, or going the same direction walking, you pull up the side, what would you say?
I'd say, would you give her a lift? And then you pull off the side and you say, would you get in? Are you care for a lift?
And you get to wherever that person's going and let her out, and she thanks you. And you might say, well, don't mention that we were
going the same direction.
And I suppose you were in a hurry, so you had to turn off before you got to where she was going. So you couldn't take her on down, so you let her off there, and you say, I'm sorry, but this is...
this is as far as I'm going.
And if something belongs to me, you say it's...
it's not mine, it belongs to somebody's house.
If some people have been visiting you and they're about to leave and you want them to come back, what would you say to them?
I would say, thanks for coming, and would you come again? Enjoy your company.
If their car was out on the road and as you're walking out, you see somebody coming down, looks like he's going to hit it, you say to them, somebody's going to run into...
till you pull over.